Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are back, and that includes Marty. It's great to have MB43 back in his birthday week. We'll be in full celebration mode as the days go on. I don't know if you caught wind of Shayna's idea of gift giving to you yesterday. It was like only Shayna could come up with, and it was instant. Wow. When I prompted her with the idea of like, maybe you could give us some like gift ideas for Marty this week. She goes, rule changes.
Rule changes.
I was okay. Like, wow, of course she would think that deeply because of all the crazy things that you had thrown out on her podcast, you know, having more goalie changes in game and things like that.
Yeah, they wanted goalies to serve their own penalties as well, which was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you take a penalty, you go to the bench, you put the backup in until your penalty's over, then you can switch back.
I love it.
You know, but I already have a rule name after me because of my number. So, you know, I can't wear the 00 anymore. So rule changes are great. Yeah, that would be awesome. Now, we did do, I know, the Oilers team of the day, but we did do a quick
Oilers?
The break.
No. The Blues are the team of the day.
The Blues are the team of the day.
Because of the news they made.
The Florida Panthers are the team of the day.
Panthers.
The Oilers and the Blues
the team that actually won the cup, not Edmonton.
Yes. But the teams in the National Hockey League that could offer Sheet, one of the top guys, meaning they have their first, second, and third round pick next year. There's only 12 teams. Buffalo is one of them, but Buffalo doesn't have the cap space. Really, only Utah and the Calgary Flames would have the cap space to and the compensation to be able to say, hey, Lucas Raymond, hey, whatever, like top-end players, we are coming, said Jarvis, we're coming after you to make that deal.
So just to make sure I and the audience heard this right, Buffalo is one of the teams that could do this, right?
They have their first, second, and third round pick next year.
Perfect. You've just given me reason to smile for the rest of the week outside of your birthday. So,
if the Sabres want to make a birthday present, right? Give me something on Thursday that we can talk about. That's perfect.
At 11:59.
Yes. Yes. Like the Blues did today. I feel like that is a birthday cake. Like that was a birthday cake by the St. Louis Blues.
Yes.
So I love that.
And by the way, so I was referencing a little history between the Blues and the Oilers. So this, again, my fortunate first NHL stop was Edmonton. And Shane Corson was valued around the league at that point in time. So the Blues made an offer to the Oilers for Corson, 5-year deal. Total of just under $7 million, wild. And the Oilers chose not to match. So that was netting them in return a first-round pick in 96 and a first-round pick in 97. Yes. But the Oilers didn't really want that. They wanted what the Blues had. And so they turned around and they traded those first-round picks back to the Blues for Curtis Joseph and Mike Greer. So ended up being a really interesting transaction between these two.
Really good deal for the Oilers. Corson played 2 years with the Blues.
Right.
And in 88 games, because he was really injured the second year, only scored 20 goals.
In, right. You know, but keep in mind what was happening in St. Louis at the time.
That was Wayne.
It was Wayne. It was Wayne. Grant Fuhr. Mm-hmm. Right? It was Mike Keenan.
Yep.
So it was in, they were all in. They were trying to go for it. And what happened was after Cujo had made his mark with the Maple Leafs, right?
Yes.
You know, with the Blues. Like in the, those, you know, the 93 playoffs. Cujo was pretty high on the radar at this point in time as far as elite goaltenders in the NHL. So,
and Cujo was thought of as the best goalie on bad on a bad team. Like St. Louis wasn't great, but Cujo was saving them, so he was the savior. And he did that for the Oilers after that.
He was amazing.
Worked out really good for the Oilers.
They ended up having a first-round seven-game upset of Dallas on Cujo. It was a fascinating time.
Buffalo's own Todd Marchant was with the Oilers at the time, so we used to keep a close eye on. And Doug Waite with the Blue Blades, right? He was with the Oilers. There was that. Those were a post-Gretzky and post-Messier era that was fun in Edmonton.
Well, it took a while to get to the fun part. Trust me. Yes. The Captain earliest Canada, years Ryan when Smith. I was there, post post 90, when did they ended? They unexpectedly got to the conference final in 91 or 92. Lost to Minnesota. So whatever year Minnesota lost in the final, was that 91 or 92? I think it was 91. Anyway, you know, I remember Mario, oh baby, Sean Chambers.
Yeah, because 92 is Chicago, because Dom got here for the 90.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Anyway, after that, there was some misery in Edmonton for a while until Cujo arrived. Let's put it that way.
I love that you put in Bob Cole, oh baby, because that was Mario's goal against John Casey. And then net comes off and you look back at those pegs. They were a little piece of metal, like not metal, like little, it was literally like a piece of hard steel that held the net down. And, you know, like what a crazy time that was.
Yeah. Are we supposed to get to team of the day now? Is that
Florida Panthers. Okay. There's not a lot to say about the Panthers. They were good.
And
we're
not allowed to play Queen, We Are the Champions due to copyright violations and whatever else the music industry imposes on us not to do. So just hum along in the background. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I have a friend who's a videographer down there with the Panthers, and he shared some just incredible footage, celebration immediately after the game. And he actually has just come back from Finland, Sweden, touring with players, Barkov included, following the cup around. Like, he's living this crazy existence right now. But my takeaway from some of the stuff that he shared with me was just how real and awesome this group of Florida Panthers were. Yeah. I just,
they looked awesome.
You see little things in how people react to other people that aren't necessarily like teammates, right? Like just people in the organization, and how inclusive. And again, we've done this commentary a lot. Bill Zito, obviously, in hindsight, for some, deserved to be general manager of the year. It was a master class in negotiating his injury-riddled blue line to start the year. And in the end, it was once again a huge strength for them. He played it out. He kept guys on expiring contracts. He went all in a year after they came up short in the final, and it paid off. Amazing.
Yeah, it made Ekman-Larsson a... I want to say a rich man again, like a four-year deal at $3.5 million, thinking that Ekman Larson wasn't going the right way. He signs with Florida, and then boom, he is wanted again, so he signed in Toronto a four-year deal. But that blue line was pretty spectacular. Yeah, I started at the top with Bill Zito. And look, I was fortunate enough a few weeks ago, I went to Rick Dudley's Stanley Cup party in Lewiston, right? And the way that Rick Dudley talks about Bill Zito, it's so interesting because Rick Dudley's been around the game a long time as a player, as a behind the bench, as a, you know, anything. Like you
every title, almost.
Every title,
it's amazing.
Right? Like, you know, from coach to GM to scout to, you know, vice president to whatever, right? He's been around and advisor. And he talks about Bill Zito like this is the best that he's ever seen. And look, he's proved it. Zito's proved it. You know, after the President's Trophy, making some changes, had to, you know, go in a different direction with the coach, found Paul Maurice last year. They didn't have a great season in the regular season. They went to the finals, lost to Vegas just to turn around and do it again. So, yeah, Rick Dudley has a ton of really great things to say about Bill Zito. But the proof is in the pudding. Like, what he was able to do to replace Montour and Ekblad at the start of the season and continue to build a strong back end, despite the fact that Spencer Knight was costing them almost $4 million on the cap and in the minors, and a $10 million goalie in Sergei Bobrovsky, Anthony Stolarz came in and gave him unbelievable minutes. Reinhardt, obviously, with the 57 goals. Tkachuk had a slow start to the season. Why? Because he kept giving the puck to Reinhardt. He ends up with 80 points at the end of the year, right? 88 points at the end of the year. Barkov at 80. So it was a special year in South Florida for sure.
What's the best thing about the Florida Panthers right now on August 13th?
The best thing about the Florida Panthers right now, Gustav Forsling. I think that's maybe
correct.
One of the best.
Correct. In the context of my wide brush assessment.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The best players on the Panthers have the best contracts.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You brought in Matthew Tkachuk and you kept him under Barkov. And then Sam Reinhart had an all-world year and you kept him under as a UFA.
Carter Verhaeghe at $4.5 million.
Right. And you still have Bennett and Verhaeghe to play out. And if the cap goes up, you might get to keep one of those.
Yep.
Your defense has Forsling now. At some point, Forsling, one of the most impactful all-round defensemen, is going to be half the price of other defensemen that are just trying to be as impactful as him.
Think of, we talked about Philip Broberg. The offer sheet St. Louis Edmonton. Broberg is a $4.5 million offer sheet player. Forsling is at 5.7, like a million more, and you got Gustav
for how many years?
Forsling for four more years.
Jeez.
It's incredible. Yes, you're right. I think that. But again, you know, people are going to say, and we have to mention it, Florida, because of their tax situation, Florida, I think it has to do something, Duffer. You cannot downplay it. It has
what happened Sam between Reinhardt. 1993 and 2022. Nothing, because the team was terrible.
Yeah, it's because you have to manage
the team
it, right?
Is good.
Yes, you have to
why.
Manage it, right? But
exactly.
Tampa, Vegas, Florida, these are teams that have benefited from, even if it's somebody signing for $200,000 less than what maybe they would have got somewhere, or $500,000 or $1 million. At the end of the day, these all add up where, you know, Vegas and Tampa were able to just use enough long-term IR to be able to squeeze by during the year because they had those money-saving ways. And I think it has an impact, but you still have to make the Oilers got to the finals. The Oilers are probably in one of the worst place to be up in Alberta, Canada, when it comes to the tax and the money.
Why would Victor Arvidsson go there? Because he expects to win. Because he said he didn't
winning cures it all. And the Oilers got to the finals despite the fact that their tax situation is the opposite of the Florida Panthers. But I think Florida
Rangers are pretty good too. High tax state.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. They are. One of your favorite team, Nashville, is pretty good, and they're on the other end. So there are examples for both. I think it played a little bit in Florida, but you still have to manage it. You still have to get the right players, have to get the right coach. Your goalie has to be good. Sergei Bobrovsky was good. And they played the Sabres three times last year. They beat the Sabres 4-0, 3-2, 3-2 in overtime. It was all in the second half of the year. So Sabres went 0-2-1 against them. You know, that at the end of the day, the Sabres have got to be better against top teams like Florida in the Eastern Conference to make the playoffs. So that's what it is. They played four times this year.
Rapid fire.
Yes.
Will Spencer Knight back up Bobrovsky this year?
Yeah, Spencer Knight will be there this year. I really believe that's going to be the case.
Are the Panthers good enough to repeat as constructed right now?
They are going to be good, but they lost quite a bit. But again, it comes down to they lost secondary players, support system player, right? They didn't lose Reinhardt, Tkachuk, Barkov, Ekblad, Forsling, Bobrovsky. That's the same thing with the Sabres, Verhaeghe, Bennett. Like the Sabres are going to be good this year if their top guys, Thompson, Tuck, Cousins, Quinn, Dahlin, perform. Doesn't matter if you bring Obi Kubel and Malenstein and Lafferty and McLeod. It's the top guys that need to perform. Florida's top guys perform. That's why they'll be good again this year if that top guys perform.
Yeah, and they also have a very young, talented player in Anton Lundell now on a very team-friendly, long-term deal as he continues to increase his role with the group. And all teams obviously hoping all their young up-and-comers can come in, eventually make an impact. We don't always anticipate it in the month of September, but last year, you never know, we saw Zach Benson emerge and ultimately play a full season with the Sabres. We've got the Prospects Challenge coming up a month from now. Each of the Sabres' three games in that tournament will take place at 7 p.m. The action begins on Friday, September 13th, and tickets are available at sabres.com/prospects. A day or two late, but it'll be worth your time and investment. Marty's final Olympic minutes coming up on Sabres Live.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.